Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What is truth? Pilate famously asked. It's ironic when you think of whom he asked. But blinded by the devil, he asked the question and then walked away from the one who is truth. Truth is Christ. He is the truth, whether we are talking about religion or government or marriage or morality or anything else in this life. It is his creation. He molded it. He formed it. He animated Adam with his breath, and he redeemed his creation from the power of sin, death, and the devil. He breathed out his Holy Spirit on the cross to give life to this world. He breathed out the same Spirit onto his apostles, for through their absolution, truth will come to a sinful, delusional world. To know Jesus is to know the truth. To believe in Jesus is to believe in reality, a God who created in love, redeemed in greater love, and will return to remake the heavens and the earth. Everything centers around that reality. It directs how you live, how you talk, how you think. We are conformed to this overarching truth that is objective and cannot be changed. To live in reality is to live in Jesus and his forgiveness. So the disciples traveled to Britain, India, Spain, and Ethiopia, according to tradition. They were not spreading opinions, a culture, new ideas, a new religion. But they were witnessing to what is true, so that those filled with lies and delusions might be shown what is real. Thus the lost were saved. But there is also a spirit of lies. He slithered to our first parents with a false promise. He hates the truth and sets himself up against Christ. Where Christ sets up a church, next door, Satan builds a chapel so that men would believe and live by his delusions. Understand, though, he comes as an angel of light. He looks good and honest and caring and kind and compassionate. But when he speaks, he lies and he twists and he distorts and he changes. His tactics change, but his goal remains the same, to fill man with his lies. His two weapons are sin and the penalty of sin. He still promises that we will be like God. We are masters of our own lives. No one can tell us what to do. No one can judge us so long as we live by our own truth. Be true to yourself. Satan makes subjectivity truth. Reality is no longer built on Christ, on redemption, forgiveness, but it's built on our own thoughts, our own feelings, and our own experiences. According to Satan, truth is not Christ, but it's you. And so we shred the first commandment to pieces as we set ourselves up as the ultimate definer of what is real and true. Agree to disagree, we say. Fine when it comes to your favorite food, but not when it comes to who God is, who you are, or how you are to live, or what is good and right and noble. But sadly, man has used subjectivity to destroy life on earth. We have justified our lusts as human nature, our greed as the American dream, and our dissatisfaction as our drive to succeed. We've confused truth and lies, subjectivity and objectivity, tolerance and love, which means we've confused Christ and the devil. The devil's other weapon is the penalty of sin. He tempts us, and then when we do sin and our conscience pricks us, he is quick to jump on us until we feel the weight of our guilt, that we deserve to die 100 deaths over and to be cast into the fiery abyss. We feel that there is no place for us to run and hide. For when everything is subjective, when we are the ultimate definers of what is real and true, then our own hearts condemn us, for we have not lived up even to our own standards. We have not been the father or mother we want to be. We have not been the friend or the worker or the neighbor that we want to be. We hate that we're lazy and negligent and selfish, so we realize that we are the problem. Not our upbringing, not our culture, not those around us, but we are at fault. And even if we could crawl underneath our covers in a dark room, the guilt of our failures would still follow us. And then Satan whispers in our ears, "And you think you're worthy of Jesus?" But to live by our sins, to live, to think that this is what defines us, to be consumed by our failures, is to live by a lie. Yes, we are sinners by nature. Yes, we have sinned. Yes, we deserve God's condemnation. But Christ sends the Spirit of truth to guide you into all truth. That is, the Spirit leads you to Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Though your garments be scarlet, they are now whiter than snow, for they have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. No matter what you have done, it is forgiven in Christ. No matter how great your sin, it is removed in Christ. Is not Christ greater than your sins? Is not his word greater than your heart? So if your own heart condemns you, cast it aside and say, "I will not listen to your lies. My sins and my failures do not define me, but God's love defines me. His blood makes me who I am. His righteousness and his blood covers me inside and out. I am holy in Christ. So what is real and true is this. I am God's beloved child, redeemed, justified, sanctified, baptized, and an heir of heaven." So if sin wants to condemn you, it must first condemn Christ who bore your sin. And if the devil wants to accuse you, then he must first pull Christ down from his heavenly throne. And if death wants to consume you, it must first consume Christ. And how well did that go? Christ is risen and ascended in glory, and the apostles went to the ends of the earth testifying to the truth. And the miracles and wonders that they performed showed that they were telling the truth. By this truth, all other teachings are discerned. All scripture relates to Christ. All teaching, all true teaching, again, not just of religion, but of any discipline, it all relates to Christ. So if you have Christ, the truth, you are able to discern whether you and others are living by the truth or by a lie, by Christ or by the devil, by reality or by a fantasy. Every false teaching, from denying baptism to rejecting Holy Communion, is Christ's body and blood. From denying a six-day creation to rejecting Christ's return. From denying the order of men and women to rejecting that you are a sinner. Every false teaching is a lie from the devil, and it diminishes Christ. It takes away the glory that is his and the forgiveness that he has so freely given, so that sinners are left in their sins, unforgiven, unregenerate, destined for hell, and yet they are none the wiser. How powerful this delusion, how powerful the spirit of lies. It clouds Christ and their minds. And since they do not see Christ, they cannot understand how he operates or why he operates in his church and in the civil realm. But by God's grace, the Spirit of truth has opened your eyes to see Christ and has filled your heart so you believe and confess and live by the truth each day. So it is God who gives you your daily bread and the bread of life. It is God who gives you medicine and vaccines and cures and doctors and the medicine of immortality, which is the Holy Supper. It is God who gives you fathers and mothers to take care of you and to raise you and to protect you, and a heavenly Father. And the church is our mother. It is God who has given you your various vocations and the forgiveness of sins. So as we witness of him who redeemed us and sanctified us, we are bold and unafraid, both in church and in society, because we have been rescued from our delusions and we live in the reality of Christ. Yes, we are imperfect, but he is our perfection. Yes, we stumble, but he remains our righteousness and he will not change. We stand on this truth. We confess this truth. And by God's grace alone, we will die in this truth. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.